I want to just quickly get your take on a couple new developments in the exciting world of lung cancer clinical research. ZD-6474, Zactima. What is it, and what are your thoughts about it?
ZD-6474, of course, is the oral agent that has both EGFR and VEGF TK inhibition. And there have been two randomized phase 2 studies that have looked at that, both in comparison against single-agent gefitinib. In that study that Ron Natale has presented that showed improvement in time to progression, favoring the 6474. And then also looking at docetaxel with and without 6474 that John Hammock from MD Anderson has shown that, again, also showed an improvement in time to progression, favoring the low dose in that setting.
So this is kind of like the oral TKI version of your doublet of erlotinib and bevacizumab, just on the inside.
Right. That would be the theory. The interesting aspect is apparently, depending upon the dose, you may get one effect over the other. At the 100 milligrams, it appears to be more of an anti-angiogenic effect, and that may explain why, in combination with chemotherapy, the lower dose actually seemed to be better. But the higher dose, when used on its own, which has both effects, seemed to be better than the lower dose.
Where do you think things are going to be heading with this agent? Are we going to be using it in clinical practice in the near future? And if so, where and how?
A good question. There are now randomized phase 3 studies going forward, and it'll be interesting to see whether the results of those, if positive, it certainly will become a player in the treatment of metastatic non-small cell.
Any role for combining an agent like this with the other types of blockers, you know, erlotinib actually, or bevacizumab, for example?
That's a little less clear. Those are some interesting questions. For example, would the addition of a VEGF-TK inhibitor to the antibody, such as bevacizumab, be better than either of those agents alone? Is there some potential benefit for sort of total VEGF blockade, if you will? And that's, I think, a question worth answering. Not clear whether adding it to an EGFR agent would be beneficial. EGFR-TK inhibitor.